There's the Rosie on the House Rooster and the Dunkin' Donuts pour of good black coffee. Good morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we show up every Saturday morning for one reason: to become your best friend. And we do that by educating you, informing you, and protecting you on any and everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. In the 8 o'clock hour, we always bring in our landscaping experts, and we talk gardening, outdoor lighting. We're probably going to talk a little bit about watering and irrigation today. We're going to talk about gift ideas for your Father's Day. It is the Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. I'm Rosie Romero, host of the show. Romy, my son, and co-host ordinarily 51 weeks out of the year, is out with his family on a camping trip somewhere up between Flagstaff and William, enjoying the cool shadow of the Ponderosa pines and the sweet scent of the family campfire.
Sounds like a wonderful time to get away.
Did I paint a nice picture?
You did.
There?
You did.
Huh? Is that nice?
Chasing a 1-year-old around.
Well, thanks a lot, Jay. Had to ruin that one.
One and 2 year old. Yeah.
One and 2 year old.
Way to go, John.
We've got my wife.
Let me put that picture in reality a little bit more focus.
I'm actually going to put one on Facebook. We just got a little picture of everybody around the campfire.
All right. That's my wife, sweet Jennifer. She's in Romy's seat, being our co-host today. We've got Stan Zimbrunnen from Rosie on the House Remodeling in here to help us along. He's a much better gardener than I am, and he and Romy kind of share that green thumb thing, so that's why we brought Stan in to help visit with John J. Harper, who is in from Harper's Nursery. And then we've got Miss Stephanie, our call screener, who comes in when we need her, and we so appreciate her willingness to do that.
I have to say, Stan is the reason I have stopped gardening.
Your garden is fallow, baby.
I know. I needed a break. I'm not good at it. And Stan comes in every week with kale, like bags of kale and tomatoes and strawberries. And he's just got this green thumb. And then Romy brings eggs. I'm like, hey, I got it made here.
Why spend the water?
John Jay, if you could see our garden, it's a briar patch.
Yeah?
It's a briar. We call it... Well, never mind what we call it.
Can't say it on air, can you?
Starving garden.
There you go.
Starving garden. I got an old bull's head with the horn,
that I
found out on San Carlos Indian Reservation.
Right.
And I just nailed it to a post in the middle of the garden.
And your scarecrow is a skeleton, right?
Oh, man. Well, John Jay, you want to talk about some Father's Day ideas. Folks, if you'd like to talk to John Jay, you have any question about your landscape, gardening, irrigation, lawn, vegetable garden, trees, hedges, shrubs, whatever it is, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. All right, what have you got for us today, John Jay?
Well, Father's Day ideas for, you talked about somebody not wanting to talk about tools. Well, how about doing the work for Dad? I think the best Father's Day gift you could give Dad would be to actually go out and mow the lawn for him, weed the garden for him, fertilize the bushes for him, fix the sprinkler head that's shooting out into the street for him. Do all those things that he puts off till every Saturday afternoon or Sunday to do himself, you could do for him. The other cool idea that I don't think we do enough of here is do something in memory or legacy to leave something behind for Dad. How about planting a tree? Now, you may say, well, we don't have a place to plant a tree. Well, how about contacting your school or your park or your church and see if they have room for a tree? I bet they do. Where you could plant a tree that 10, 20, 30 years from now, a grandkid could sit under and go, this was my grandpa's tree.
There is so much to be said for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have a
really
place to
cool.
visit a lot of times. My girlfriend Joyce passed away about 7 years ago, and there's a tree that was planted in her honor. And when I go there, it's just kind of a way to really stop and connect and
kind
think
of
about
reflect
it.
Well, back. And
I didn't know Joyce had a tree.
Where's, she does. It's
where's
in the
Joyce's
park,
tree?
It's in the park over by where they used to live.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's special.
And why wait till they're gone? Do it while they're still with us, and make them part of the process and, have him pick the tree out and you pay for it and go plant it somewhere for him.
Okay.
So, there's all kinds of, then there's, look around in his tool shed. I know he doesn't want tools, but if he's like me, he's got a shovel that's kind of old and splintery and he just doesn't think about going and buying a new one. Probably got an old pair of Corona clippers that you know, the little keeper that keeps it closed.
Careful
when
there,
you're done
careful
with
you're
it.
You're hitting close to home now.
He's got a piece of wire. Okay, because I got one just like this. It's got a piece of wire that's been fashioned into a keeper, and then the very tip of it's nicked out because he used it for a screwdriver to fix something else and broke it off. And
I was cutting electric wire with mine one time and burned a hole in the cutting edge of it, you know, because the wire was hot.
It was hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Dull lopping shears?
Dull shears. Yeah. Go get them sharpened, you know. There's a lot of places that do sharpening. You know, most of the hardware stores, Paul's Hardware does sharpening of tools. Get them sharpened for them. Oil them up. So maybe that wheelbarrow needs a new tire. You know, there's just all kinds of little things like that that would be really nice.
It'd be nice to have a set of gloves that had four full fingers, too, rather than holes in the end of each one of them.
Or the dogs chewed one off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point?
Or have a whole pair of gloves, not just one.
Matching pair.
What a plus, huh?
Yeah.
What a treat.
It really works well.
We found those. What are those gloves we found for the prickly pear harvest this year?
Thorn armor. And they're actually on our blog.
Do you know
how to get our blog? I just got John Jay signed
up. We just did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You text the word house to 411-923.
Okay.
It comes back and pings you, and you reply with the word Rosie, I think. It'll tell you what to do. But then it comes to you every Friday, and we have a little blog. And this week for gardening, and for the Father's Day gardening ideas, was the Thorn Armor gloves and then the wheelbarrow that we like so much.
Well, I was impressed with the Thorn Armor.
Oh, I've got a pair.
Oh, you've got them?
Yeah, I do.
I use them for trimming my Texas Ebony.
Yeah.
That just is wicked.
Just to drag the limbs out to the curb for, you know, bulk pickup. I mean, you can't do that in regular leather gloves.
I'm the opposite of you. I hate wearing gloves.
I do, too.
I absolutely detest wearing gloves. But there are just some things that if you don't have gloves, especially right now, you go pick up a metal-handled shovel or wheelbarrow right now at about
even a wooden,
1 o'clock.
Even a wooden handle, a little toasty.
Or even just open the tailgate of your pickup, you know, and put your hand down on it. So, you know, just the heat. And then, of course, a lot of things in our gardens out here have these little things called thorns on them. They're great gloves for that.
I've got 6 pairs of gloves just for riding my horse, depending on the temperature,
the weather.
And,
Which horse?
What kind of range you have on them? Yes, exactly. Yeah. I love my gloves.
You know, some of it has to do with the fact that way back, my grandpa used to have this saying, he goes, don't ever hire somebody that wears gloves or smokes a pipe, and definitely if they do both.
Oh, yeah. Don't hire anybody that smokes a pipe.
Because all they'll do is take their gloves off. Try and fix their pipe, relight it, put their gloves back. That's all they'll get done all day.
And by that time, the pipe's out. They've got to do it all. Repeat. Yeah.
And my grandfather would always say, never trust a man or hire a man that's in bed at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. He's got too much time on his hands.
And not enough to do.
He'd wake you up at 5. He'd hand you a pair of gloves, a homemade buttermilk biscuit with a little cane syrup and some bacon in it, and you go to work.
Put a piece of cheese and a couple of slices of bread in your pocket.
Reporting for duty.
Yep, that's right. Off we go.
All right, so preparing your garden and yard and your dad's tool shed for Father's Day. Some great little ideas. You were mentioning wheelbarrow. And I'll tell you, have you tried the wheelbarrows?
Wheels barrel?
No.
We've talked about it a couple times.
I've seen your pictures of it.
I think it's back up on our blog as well.
It is.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the only thing they could do to improve that, it comes out of Amish country in the Midwest. It comes with inflatable air tires. And I got so sick and tired.
Yeah. Pumping up tires.
Of fixing flats on that thing. That I just bit the bullet. What are those solid rubber?
Solid tires.
They're about 30 bucks a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Spend another $100, but I have it to use every single time I want it. And I tell you, I have gotten. It was the kind of thing where I just didn't. I don't like change, so I wasn't comfortable with it the first few projects I tackled with. But I tell you what. It's my go-to wheelbarrow right now. I use that thing more than I use the old wheelbarrow. Old wheelbarrow has just got old spider webs all over it. So that is a great little wheelbarrow. If you'd like to talk about things you'd like to get done around the garden or the yard or projects you'd like to tackle for your dad, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. You can join the conversation with me, Stan, and John J. Harper. So, John J., what have you got going on at the nurseries here this particular weekend?
Well, we're going to, if you know, speaking of planting something for Dad, if you have, if you spend over $250, we'll plant it for free. How about that?
All
so
right.
If you want to do a, you know, nice shade tree, we'll not only do that, we'll plant it for you. So
that's so to back up. So you, the homeowner has to dig the hole and you come deliver
No. If they
dig the hole
we'll
too?
Dig, yeah.
Oh, what a sweet deal that
is. How about that?
Yeah. And digging a hole, there's an art to digging a hole the right way. I always overdig.
The jackhammer.
I always overdig.
Well, and John Eisenhower last week was talking about the trick to watering it and how the clay soaks up the water. It was a very technical explanation, but it would be nice to have somebody professional do
it. Well, especially if the clay is dry, because the first thing the water does is seek out the driest place, so it goes right away from the root ball of your plant.
Mm-hmm.
So people right now are making the mistake of not watering even existing plants near long enough, because that dripper starts running and that water's hitting, and it's just the capillary action that soil is just, it's like a sponge. It's just sucking it right away. So.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about watering, because we had such a nice spring. We had the rain and the moisture in May. Then we hit a wall.
I mean, it hit us with a 2x4 across the forehead.
Summer is here. The 100 triple digits are there, above 110. We've got it. I want to talk about that. And then when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about what you guys thought of the little treat Jennifer just served y'all. That was harvested out of our front yard.
I could eat a bushel of that.
Yeah, it wasn't enough. That was the problem.
And I'll tell you what, she worked on that in the kitchen yesterday with the grandchildren, and I absolutely love it. We'll be talking about that when we get back right after this.